Reach the eye.
T-minus 5 seconds to critical mass.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Welcome to another special edition of PDGA Radio, this for Friday, August 15th, 2008. As we continue our special coverage of the 2008 PDGA Disc Golf World Championships, being held in the Kalamazoo and Battle Creek area of Southwest Michigan. This episode is being brought to you by GatewayDiscGolfDirect.com, and we're going to tell you who the newest inductees into the Disc Golf Hall of Fame are. We'll also tell you who earned the top honors for the 2007 season awards. Those were also announced during last night's PDGA banquet. Those stories, along with your Disc Nation leaderboard, coming your way from PDGA Radio's mobile studio in Battle Creek. This episode is also being brought to you in part by Disc Nation, One Nation Under Par, Fairway Flyers of St. Paul, Minnesota, LS Discs of Kansas, online at lsdiscs.net, and Gateway Disc Sports, introducing Gateway Disc Golf Direct. PDGA Radio special coverage of the 2008 Disc Golf World Championships is brought to you by Gateway Disc Sports and GatewayDiscGolfDirect.com. There, David and his staff would like to wish the best of luck to all the players this week in Kalamazoo and announce the opening of their new online retail store for Gateway's disc golf bags, cool-looking stencil dies, dead stamps, and tie-dye shirts, and more. Stop by GatewayDiscGolfDirect.com to check it all out. New custom products added every week. Gateway Disc Sports is also hosting an upcoming B-tier event in Central Illinois on September 6th and 7th. This par 72 course at Foundation Park is one of the most picturesque and challenging courses in the country. The Gateway Open in Centralia is within 3.5 hours of 10 major cities, including Bowling Green, Memphis, Chicago, St. Louis, and the Quad Cities. All players will receive 2 discs in their player's package, and there will be several baskets given away. So register today online or call Gateway Disc Sports for more information. And remember to visit GatewayDiscGolfDirect.com. It's time for the latest update of the Disc Nation leaderboard for the 2008 Professional and Amateur World Disc Golf Championships. The leaderboard being brought to you by Disc Nation, One Nation Under Par, online at discnation.com. On the last edition of PDGA Radio, I told you that Nico LoCastro had a 3-throw lead over David Feldberg heading into Thursday's round at the Victory Course in Albion. But there, he saw it quickly evaporate as Feldberg threw a 44, and LoCastro had a 51, and that gives Feldberg a 4-throw lead heading to the afternoon round at Coldbrook. And again, Feldberg finishes with a 44, Nico had a 49, and that gives Feldberg a 9-throw lead over LoCastro heading into Friday's round at Timber Ridge. Alabama's Matt Orem threw a 41 in his round at the Victory Course, propelling him into third place, 2 throws behind LoCastro and 2 ahead of the reigning world champion Nate Doss, who has climbed into fourth place and the lead card for Friday. Eric McCabe, Steve Rico, Jeff Bennett, Ken Climo, Chris Orrick, and Mike Randolph round out the top 10 for the pro men. For the pro women, it's Valerie Jenkins holding on to a 9-throw lead over Liz Carr as she looks to repeat from last year's Worlds title. And elsewhere in the pro divisions, you see Al Shaq leading the Masters Group by 3 over Jim Oates and Stan McDaniel. David Greenwell is up 6 over Greg Hosfeld for the Grandmasters. Peter Shive leads by 2 in the Senior Grandmasters. Raymond Carr is in control of the Legends, and Pam Reinecke is leading by 17 for the Women's Masters. That has been your Disc Nation leaderboard for the Professional World Championships. A look at the amateur divisions are next. Did you spend more time picking out a new driver than your car? Are you as picky about your disc golf bag as Paris Hilton is about her purse? Well, good news. Disc Nation is the disc golf superstore that has made everything simple. Every disc, every weight, every day. Disc Nation even has a large selection of first run and CFR discs, browse bags, accessories, Worlds DVDs, and a 20,000 disc inventory with same day shipping at DiscNation.com. Disc Nation, One Nation Under Par. We start this segment of the Disc Nation leaderboard for the amateur divisions with the advanced group. There it's a 16-year-old Canadian by the name of Braden Simmons leading North Carolina's Jeremy Kohling by 3 throws. Michigan's Pat Burke enters Friday morning 5 throws off the lead, and Minnesota's Chris Capitan is 6 back, with 2 rounds on Friday at the Meyer Broadway courses in Three Rivers. The advanced women's division is being run away with by Kelsey Brockle, who's at 17 under par, a full 15 throws ahead of Michelle Fraser, who's in second. Tim Weimer leads Jim Ferrara by 3 in Advanced Masters. Mark Stedham leads Paul Wright by 4 in Advanced Grandmasters. Chuck Hornsby took the lead by 3 from Terry Calhoun in Advanced Senior Grandmasters. Carla D. Profit and Deb Hallmark are tied for the lead in Advanced Women's Masters. Sheila Calhoun leads by 8 in Advanced Women's Grandmasters. And for the juniors, in the under-19 division, James Snappy Cole now leads by 8 over Dan Hastings, with David Wiggins Jr. one more throwback in third. Joey Kozlowski still leads the boys under-16 group over Oscar Stenfeld. Andrew Coggan leads the under-13 boys, and Nicholas Duran leads the under-10 boys group by 12. That has been your complete Disc Nation leaderboard through Thursday night at the 2008 PDGA World Championships. It's Disc Nation, one nation under par. Hey disc golfers, next time you're in the Twin Cities area of Minnesota, make sure you stop into Fairway Flyers, undoubtedly one of the finest and largest all-around disc golf pro shops in the world. Customers call it the Mecca of disc golf and a candy store for adults. So stop in and see Mike at Fairway Flyers for everything disc golf related. From an inventory of thousands of discs and accessories to directions and scorecards to the dozens of area courses. If it's disc golf or Minnesota disc golf, it's at Fairway Flyers and fairwayflyers.com. Along with some great food and entertainment during last night's PDGA banquet, the 2007 season award winners were announced, along with this year's inductees into the Disc Golf Hall of Fame. For the season awards, Sarah Stanhope won the Female Rookie of the Year. Corey Sharp won a close vote for the Male Rookie of the Year. Jay Redding was awarded the Bob West Sportsmanship Award. Des Redding won the Female Player of the Year. And Ken Climo won the Male Player of the Year, after which he humbly conceded that this could likely be the last Player of the Year award he wins, as he's now focusing on spending more time with his family, and said he'll also probably be playing more in the Masters division in the future, as the younger group of players are making it tough on him to compete with them. Well, the Disc Golf Hall of Fame now has 53 members after last night, when Hall of Fame director Al Speedy Guerrero announced this year's pair of inductees, which were 5-time women's world champion Juliana Corver and Dan Ginnelly, professional disc golfer and tournament director of the Memorial and other events in Arizona. During his acceptance speech, Dan credited his sponsor, Discraft, for making him a Hall of Famer and taking the sport to where it currently is.
I'm lost. I got just a few people I need to thank, and first of all, it's my wife. I've been with her for a long time, and she's put up with me, Sue Ginley. She's helped me a lot. And then the second is Jim Kenner and Discraft, because they were the first team, the first guy who actually, you know, the first disc manufacturer who said, here, you're out there doing stuff, all the discs you need, and it's really helped the sport to have all these teams. So I know a lot of you don't understand what's happened, and some of you might not, but the game is really moving along, and having the teams and the support that we need when we traveled all over, I wouldn't be a Hall of Famer without Discraft.
Juliana Corver's speech was especially emotional, as she recalled how she first began playing disc golf.
I don't know if it's possible for me to truly express how much this sport has given me. I found this sport when I was a senior in college, and I was desperately looking for an athletic outlet, and this fit the bill, and I loved it for that reason and that reason only. the first year I ever went to the World Championship actually was in 93, and I just started playing. I had a car. The guy who taught me how to play wanted a ride to the world, so I went. And I drove into the world. And actually, that was the first world that they introduced the Hall of Fame. And I can still remember, I believe it was LeVon who stood up in front of everybody, and he gave a handout of the first people who were inducted. And I took that handout home, and I'm a little bit of a nerd, and I got on the computer and I made a web page for the first people who were in the Hall of Fame, and that was the third web page that was ever out there for disc golf. And if somebody would have told me at the time that I would be on that web page, I would never have believed it. This sport has given me confidence that I never thought I would have. This sport has given me friends and family that I never dreamt I would have. And the warmth that I feel when I'm in this community is second to none, and I thank every single one of you for that. And I hope that's reciprocated throughout everyone. I hope everyone here feels that same love, because it means more to me than anything else. And I thank the sport for giving me my husband as well. I love you. Thank you so much.
Once again, the 2008 inductees to the Disc Golf Hall of Fame are Juliana Corver and Dan Ginnelly. On behalf of disc golfers across the world, I would like to congratulate them both and give them a big thank you for everything they've done for the sport of disc golf. Years ago, from the waters of Lake Shawnee in Kansas emerged treasures that soon became the beginning of LS Discs, now one of the world's leading disc golf outfitters, with thousands of new and used discs and accessories available, along with a unique and fashionable apparel line. LSDiscs.net should be your first stop for disc golf supplies. LS Discs, promoting the sport of disc golf locally and nationally. They would like to wish all the players good luck this week, especially Team LS Discs. Gateway Disc Sports and Gateway Disc Golf Direct help bring you this special edition of PDGA Radio. And we must be good luck, as the weather can't be much better all week. And the last 2 days of the event look ideal as well. Forecast for Friday and Saturday, expecting mostly sunny skies and highs near 80. However, the winds might pick up a bit compared to the prior few days. Expect winds from the north and northwest at 10 to 15 miles per hour for the final rounds. Speaking of final rounds, PDGA Radio will be here and trying to get you all of the results and some reaction from Friday and Saturday's rounds as soon as possible, hopefully by late Friday night and again late Saturday night. However, some of the pools have been finishing the rounds quite late in the evening, so the program may not get done and be available until the next morning, like this one and others have been. So keep checking the front page of PDGA.com and PDGARadio.com for the latest edition. And a quick reminder that we're back on the regular program schedule next week with new weekly shows available beginning each Tuesday morning. Until the next time, I'm Steve Kaczynski for PDGA Radio, with special thanks again to the sponsors of these special editions, LS Discs, Fairway Flyers, Disc Nation, and Gateway Disc Sports. The PDGA Radio News is hosted and produced by Steve Kaczynski, exclusively in contract with the Professional Disc Golf Association. Advertising inquiries, along with comments about the show or programming ideas, may be sent to the host via email at pdga.radio@yahoo.com or by contacting the PDGA office. All sound effects and production music used with permission from Magic's Music Maker and A1FreeSoundEffects.com. All content is otherwise exclusively owned and copyrighted by the Professional Disc Golf Association and the producer.
Goodbye.